them and us pensioners freeze, energy firms profit. Half of Britain's pensioners were due to turn down the thermostat during January's cold snap. Meanwhile, big energy firms are posting record profits. The Big Six will make over £1 billion for the first time. A study reported in the Times found that 5 million over 65s were planning to risk their health and lives by sitting in the cold. Energy prices have remained stubbornly high for consumers. Bosses are pocketing the difference of 2 years falling wholesale costs. Sicko bosses sick and sick workers. One in four bosses now demands to interrogate you on your illness before granting sick leave. That's pretty sick. And one in 10 workers is forced to make up the lost time, with similar numbers made to use annual leave for medical appointments. The survey by a health insurer also found that even 30% of bosses who claim to be more sympathetic are frustrated by the working time lost to sickness. Bullying, low pay and job insecurity are becoming normal. Have bosses considered that workers might just be sick of them? Worker told to pay boss. A worker in London was outraged when a prospective boss asked her to pay £44 to attend an interview. The socialist has received copies of email correspondence between the prospective employee and a tutoring firm. After approving her CV, the boss instructed her to pay a £44 registration fee. This was apparently to pay for a DBS criminal record check, with no promise of a job. The worker rightly declined the boss's kind offer to pay his firm for an interview. She wrote to him that I believe your company's policy of making potential applicants and your own workers pay for their own DBS check is inappropriate and approaches the immoral. Top tweets #TRADITIONALLY submissive. David Cameron recently attacked Muslim women. He apparently said the traditional submissiveness of Muslim women is a cause of terrorism. His answer was English language training, which his government has cut the funding for. More detail on Cameron's latest racist efforts in our editorial,